Consider waking up in time to do something for yourself before the children rise. It might be more rewarding than the extra half hour of sleep. Journal. Having an outlet for your ideas and dreams is important, even when day-to-day life may hinder them for a while. Have a discussion with your husband about what he thinks your gifts or strengths are. Are you using them? You might be surprised by the support you get for non-mom activities. Assess your use of time. When you have an hour, are you watching brainless TV? Are you always cleaning? Perhaps you are preventing yourself from having the time to recognize the woman behind the mom. Chapter 6. Sitter Savvy. Finding childcare you trust. An important aspect of cultivating your new community as a mom is identifying a group of people to whom you can entrust those precious little children when you need to be away. During much of my adolescence, I babysat. I loved the kids, loved the independence and trust I felt, and loved the income. But when it came to getting a sitter for my own kids, I didn't do it. For 5 years, I didn't. I was lucky enough to have my in-laws and a sister living nearby who were willing to babysit, so they were essential to making my extracurricular plans possible. I was fortunate, but silly. As our obligations and desires for grown-up time grew and our need for childcare increased beyond what I felt comfortable to ask a family, it came time to find a sitter. I was paralyzed by apprehension. Now I had 3 children under 6, including a baby. I'd missed the window for having a teen sitter grow with my kids, and I had forgotten the trust that was once invested in me as a babysitter. If I had followed the advice I now hear from other moms, I would have been able to hire a babysitter without stressing over the idea so much. Setting up a sitter network. Cultivate sitters early. Get to know kids who are approaching babysitting age so they can get to know your children. Ask your friends for referrals of good babysitters. Sometimes moms are possessive of a favorite babysitter, and who can blame them? But referrals are everything. If you live near a university, consider college students, especially those pursuing a field connected to children. My sister-in-law interviewed college kids, and the one she chose babysat just about every Saturday night for 11 years, and even accompanied them occasionally on vacations. They attended her wedding and eventually celebrated the birth of her kids. Consider Sunday school teachers or volunteers, or even preschool teachers as possible sitters, knowing the church or school has already established a level of trust with them. Interview your sitter over the phone. If you are impressed by the interview, arrange a meeting in your home. Watch how she or he interacts with your children.